Hello, and thank you for tuning in for another little metaphorical musing. Yesterday we were out on the Mallaig Peninsula in the Scottish Highlands, learning how to get lost very safely. Today we're moving up to the Moelwyn Mountains in North Wales, scene of my second navigational breakthrough, and source of another great light. By the time I had this particular navigational experience in the mountains, I was reasonably comfortable navigating most of the time. But there was one bit of this route which I'd been through twice and it just didn't make sense to me. Still, all the way up to that point I'd been fine, but this little bit, who knows what was going on. So I could extricate myself from that, but it was really bugging me. I wanted to understand what I was seeing on the ground and how that related to what the map was showing me. So I went back for one more pass through this little area. And there were two things that suddenly made all the difference. The first one was a filtering process. Not everything you see on the ground is on the map. That'd be ludicrous. Some features are way too small to be registered. And in an area which has got a lot of detail in it, that filtering is essential really to get enough clarity as to what the important things are that you will see on the map. So having done that, the second thing that helped was a bit of pattern recognition and understanding how the feature I was looking at was actually going to be represented on the map. And I was actually looking at something which I was really sure was a cliff. It went up incredibly steeply and it looked extremely cliff-like to me. What it was actually shown as on the map was just two contour lines pretty close together for a short patch. A contour line represents a 10 meter increase in height above sea level. So actually having those two close together, you've got something that's going to look like a cliff. With those things in place, suddenly it wasn't just that one little bit of the map that made sense, it was the whole of that area I'd been walking through. I could turn around in any direction and quickly pick out the significant features and match those up to the map, my map. It's another lovely metaphor, isn't it? And there's so much clarity to be gained by learning to recognise what's a significant pointer for you and what's just day-to-day noise, what's a molehill. And get familiar with how those signals are represented for you in your thinking, your behaviour, signs in your environment. So just filtering out the little stuff from the significant things and recognising how those show up. Ooh, who knows what might happen. So there's your second part to this little three-part navigational exploration. Part three tomorrow.